Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, 7 after the hour, here on the DJ Beat program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here we are to help us all go. It's sort of like a YouTube channel on the radio. We listen, but it's kind of like you can picture us talking, and because I think we do a good job with word pictures, you can imagine the things that we are describing, whether it's what's going on in Seattle, what's going on in New York, wherever it's going on. I think that you got a pretty good idea by listening to us. There's such a, what I like about our conversation, if I do say so myself, is the diversity. We're all focused, it would seem, or certainly many people are, focused on diversity in our country and in the world, and understanding that it is part of the world that we live in. We're not going to change that. We're not going to eliminate blacks aren't going to eliminate all white people. Whites aren't going to eliminate all black people. You're not going to eliminate. They're just not. I mean, it's nonsense to think that you're going to, if you don't like something, just by thinking it ought to go away, or even working to make it go away, you're going to make it. No, it isn't. No. So our diversity of opinion here, our diversity of subject matter, is kind of a huge confirmation that we are, excuse me, in support of different ideas. Because if you don't have different ideas, you're going to have the same results. And the same results are, hello, what we're looking at. The mess that we've created for ourselves, or allowed to be created, whether you single-handedly have contributed to this or not. One of the things, the fundamental things about our society is that it requires you to participate in order to be successful. If you don't want a successful country or a successful state or a successful community, then don't participate. Everybody needs to participate. And I think that's kind of what's coming out of the lessons. I think one of the things about voting, for example, it's a small example, but an important example of how you participate. And if you're not registered to vote, if you haven't voted, then you are the problem. You, individually and collectively, are the problem. I don't mean to get on a podium here or get to the lecture circuit, but I really think that some of the people... I'd be curious to know, Jennifer and Victoria, how many of the people in Seattle who are upsetting the apple cart with some results, how many of them, if you went through it, how many of them are registered voters? Just out of, I'd like to know, just it would be one of those things. Okay, how many of you people are registered to vote? And see what kind of response you get. Because oftentimes people get on, I mean, I'm going back to my Woodstock experience. That's the reason I'm asking this, because I have experience in my own lifetime of these sorts of things. And as Victoria pointed out, I have been a protester. I like protesting. I like to have people think. I think protesting brings us around to having to examine, having to think through things that we may not have for whatever the reason. Either it makes us uncomfortable, or we go lazy, or we just don't think about it because we got a lot of things going on in our lives. Whatever it is, all of this stuff that's going on, whether you like it or you don't like it, is causing us to think, review, work through our own ideas, and those are important to express. You have the opportunity. You can make a difference. Everybody makes a difference. Whether you think you do or you don't, then if you don't think you do, you're kidding yourself, because you have a lot of potential, a lot of power. Don't let people take it away from you. I think that's kind of the message, as I think it through and look at some of this stuff going on in Seattle or wherever else it'll go on. It's people don't, they want accountability now, and hopefully they're going to get it, and it's not going to be PR city time, which is what happens in a lot of these circumstances. The politicians and other people who are quote-unquote in charge use the bully pulpit to say, oh, this is what's going on, and you know in your heart it's not what's going on. You know it's not what's going on. So, anyway,
Would you like me to start with my story now?
I would like you to start with your story, please.
Just checking. Because it's some good news in the fight against coronavirus, or at least our treatments for coronavirus. Scientists who constantly disprove themselves, but for today we have a breakthrough. They say that dexamethasone is a major breakthrough in treating.
Hello.
Hello. Is this thing on? Treating coronavirus. It's like
yes,
I stuttered.
That's
the
problem. It is.
I had a brain stutter.
Yes.
Sorry, I got a little stutter in my. You have to hit me when I seize up.
Well, that's like me not being able to pronounce hydroxychloroquine.
You just did it.
You just finally did it.
Finally.
I've been rehearsing.
Oh,
I have
my
been
gosh. We need fanfare, Phil. We need fanfare. All right. Dexamethasone is a cheap drug, and it's a steroid that is very commonly prescribed. And it's now the first drug shown to be able to save lives in COVID-19 patients. So once you have it, this is not preventative. This is more therapeutic. Scientists are saying that this is a huge deal. Results of trials that were announced this week showed dexamethasone, which is used to reduce inflammation in other diseases, reduced death rates by about a third among the most severely ill COVID-19 patients admitted to the hospital. They suggest the drug should become standard care in patients with severe cases of COVID-19. And this is, think about this. It's, let's see, if the drug is priced at like $63.26 for like, I don't know, like a whole huge supply of this. It's basically $63 to give you a whole course in fighting coronavirus. And that's how much it's going to cost the hospitals. That's how much it's going to cost patients. At the very most, insurance will cover this. This is a drug that has been used for all sorts of things. You know that doctors use steroids for all sorts of different physical injuries and to reduce inflammation from other respiratory illnesses. So this is some really big news that's good because it's already on the market. It's cheap. People are going to be able to afford this treatment. It's not very specialized. It's just out there in the main. And so now doctors will be able to prescribe this for people who are the most severely ill with COVID-19. And that's pretty good news, at least to give people hope. I think there's been a lot of confusion about how and when hydroxychloroquine should be prescribed. Remdesivir, which is another one of the drugs that they've been talking about, that's a really strong antiviral, that might be in play. This is something that is so easy and pretty easily tolerated by people that I think this is something you celebrate as we think about a second
convinced.
Wave.
I'm still not convinced that the opposition to hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, we lost it.
No, it's okay. I get it back.
It was there.
I got it. Hydroxy. Anyway, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, people have had that again.
Yeah, right. And this is where you talk about the pendulum and the seesaw here.
But we know people who have had success with hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
I think the idea is that hydroxychloroquine has to be.
In fact.
We know people personally?
We know people. We know that the Democrat representative who says that hydroxychloroquine saved her life. We know the radio executive who I spoke to, who lives in my neighborhood in Santa Clarita.
I mean, I know
they
used it in New York.
New York
the
has been using
was
it.
Very positive.
Tens
so.
Of thousands of people have been treated with this. That's why I say this is a political football.
Well, and I also think there's a timing thing. What it seems like, and I'm no doctor or scientist, clearly, but what it seems like to me is when hydroxychloroquine is prescribed, you have to take it in a cocktail with the zinc and the azithromycin.
Right.
Number one, it's not going to help by itself.
By itself, it will
all
do
three
nothing.
Things.
Yes.
But it's also about the timing, it seems like. I think a lot of people were administered the hydroxychloroquine when they were already too advanced. And
well, as Ken Cronow says, it's the number. You got to do it. You don't just take it once. You have to take 10 dosage and a certain amount of it. And you must take it with a Z-Pak. Otherwise, it'll do squat. And so what is there about this that just a little last week, The Lancet and one other of the medical journals retracted their shot over the bow of the hydrochloroquine users and after it had been proved in the French study that it worked. But it doesn't work by itself. And why even are people expecting it to work? Why is the FDA asking or treating or examining using it by itself? Nobody in their right mind who knew anything about how this was prescribed would have told anybody to take this drug by itself. So
what Trump did, he didn't take it with the Z-Pak. And that was I was confused by that too. He said he took it, which it has no proven ability to prevent
itself,
you from getting it.
Correct.
But he took it by himself. No. Even if you take it with a Z-Pack, you can't prevent getting it.
No,
I think he might have taken it, though, for a different reason. There were a lot of people that were piling on him saying, if you take hydroxychloroquine, you will die. And I think the president took it to say, look, you can take it. I don't think he was taking it as a preventative. I think he was taking it to say,
that's
can
what
take
I had read,
it.
Like from multiple
sources. I know, but
sources.
You can take it. And I'm still alive, because I think he wanted to shut up the people who were coming after him for his...
Right.
I mean, people were saying he was literally killing people because he was talking about taking hydroxychloroquine.
Those are the people
the heart problems are real, and the eye problems are very real.
You cannot take it if you have a heart problem.
Yeah, and
you
that's
can't.
The thing. You can't just... You have to be very closely monitored to make sure that you're not going to get an arrhythmia and die.
Congratulations to the two winners of our... these lawnmowers, man, are they the talk of the town? The Works Electric Mower. So two gentlemen over the course of the last couple of weeks have told great stories about their fathers. Dave Wumpke's one, his dad Stanley in Illinois is getting a mower. And also Richard Thomas down in Vero Beach got one for his dad as well. So they're both getting these fabulous Works mowers. And I think it's obviously the suggestion is if your dad wants a mower like Jennifer's dad, just ask. And people will find it. Find
stressed.
That Works Mower. Yes. Good stuff. 18 after on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC. And it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some music news now at 23 after the hour. Good day to you from the DJV program and its participants, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. On top of music news, every hour of the program we take a few minutes to bring to you maybe a feature of focus that you aren't aware of that you would find important, like Maren Morris dropping a pair of new songs some 15 months after the arrival of her second album, Girl. The new tunes, listening to one of them right now, Just For Now, and then there's another one called Takes Two, appear as additional tracks at the end of the streaming version of Girl. Just For Now, written by Morris and her husband Ryan Hurd, recorded during the sessions for her debut album, Hero. Now, on Takes Two, that was recorded during the Girl sessions. Girl has been out over a year, has been one of the most transformative periods of my life, she says. During this time off the road, I had the opportunity to polish up a couple of older songs of mine that I couldn't wait for you to hear. Back in March, she was awarded with gold certification of Girl and played to a massive crowd at the Houston Rodeo before touring was shut down completely. She also scored a major number one hit with The Bones, her second country radio chart topper from Girl, following the title track, and joined the supergroup The High Women for their acclaimed debut album as well. So I like her name. That's kind
like
of silly
voice.
And superficial.
Yeah,
but
it means
yeah.
Like all of 4'11", but she's got a huge voice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what she looks like, but she has a nice, an engaging, I think the voice I would describe as engaging. For the upcoming ACM Awards, which were moved from April to September, she leads among all nominees with 5 nods, including Album of the Year. So good luck to her. Maren Morris here on the DJV program. Up next here, the late John Pardee once again getting...
Late. He's not late.
No.
He's alive, very much
who's
alive.
I'm thinking of...
John
Prine.
Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yeah. Let's not panic people.
John Pardee's family just went, what?
I know, right? Oh, my God.
In fact, Mr. Pardee...
Excuse still me, alive.
Yes, still alive. He has released a video for his latest track, Ain't Always the Cowboy. The song is the second single from his album Heartache Medication. Interesting how the names come up on these songs and albums and stuff. Ain't Always the Cowboy gives more than a subtle nod to George Strait, whose own song, The Cowboy Rides Again, was a big hit in 1985. This new video was filmed in the Desert West, tells the story of a woman spending her waking hours training on horseback, while the man at home longs for his a little bit more of her company. Usually it's the other way around, right? In the end, thank you, Victoria.
Hey, nothing gets by you.
Where's that hammer? Hit me over the head again with that hammer. Hopefully it's a rubber one. Party has been racking up career milestones since the release of his second album, California Sunrise. They have produced a number of hits, including the chart-topping Dirt on My Boots. The title track from Heartache Medication was another country radio number one for Mr. Pardee, getting certified gold by the radio industry. An ACM Award nominee for Album of the Year, Pardee also appears as a guest on Thomas Rhett's single Beer Can't Fix. All right. There's some country philosophy if I've ever heard it. There it is. All right. Do we like it, ladies? What do you think?
I like John Pardee. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there it is. That's enough for me. If Jennifer's a fan, I'm a fan. And it's good to know that he's still alive. So, congratulations. John Pardee is here actively singing on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Erectile dysfunction is a very common problem, but the stigma and cost associated with drugs like Viagra and Cialis are driving many men to take herbal Viagra, which is not regulated by the FDA and can be very dangerous.
There are multiple studies that show when you take random samplings of these drugs over the counter and you look at what's actually in them, almost all of them have either Viagra or Levitra or Cialis or some derivative of that in them. The problem is, though, they often have other things in there, too.
Urologist Dr. Lyndon Trost says one of the best examples of the adverse effects of herbal Viagra is when a celebrity basketball player ended up in a coma.
And essentially, he'd taken at least 10 herbal Viagra supplements, and it was thought that was a main contributing factor to why he had been put in the coma.
Dr. Trost says some of the drug companies are considering a true over-the-counter version, but until then, he says the best and safest approach is to get a prescription. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence, including 8 different videos of the shooting and 10 people in the Wendy's parking lot who claim to be eyewitnesses. The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability. Tim Scott from South Carolina is one of the senators that helped craft the bill.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Actor Danny Masterson is facing rape accusations in 3 separate cases. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The 44-year-old actor of That 70s Show fame was charged Wednesday in Los Angeles. He's accused of attacking 3 different women between 2001 to 2003 in his home. Masterson was arrested and later freed on $3.3 million bail. This isn't the first time Masterson has been accused of rape. In 2017, he was fired from the Netflix show The Ranch after 4 women accused him of rape, charges he denied at the time. If convicted, Masterson faces up to 45 years to life in state prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said in his upcoming book that President Trump asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to help him win the 2020 presidential election. An excerpt from Bolton's memoir about his time serving in the Trump administration that was published in the Wall Street Journal said Trump brought up China's economic capability, pleading with Xi to ensure he would win the upcoming election during a meeting in Osaka during the G20 summit last June. Bolton also described a conversation between the president and Xi during which the Chinese president said he wanted to work with the president for 6 more years, and Trump replied that people were saying that the 2-term constitutional limit on presidents would be repealed for him. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Inside the scoop of the day, you'll find the DJVers actively looking around. The scoops, probably more importantly, because there are so many of them. The DJV show features Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. She's Victoria. And Victoria has some COVID reality checks for us. Not so good.
Yeah, well, the COVID response tracking study, which is done biannually at the University of Chicago, found that only 14% of Americans actually say that they are happy. And that is a huge drop from the last time they did this study in 2018. Back then, 31% of Americans polled said that they were, that they considered themselves
happy. You did a COVID study in 2018?
No, this is the COVID response tracking study in conjunction with the general social survey, which is done every other year. And so now this year, because they're doing this contact tracing and the response tracking, they're getting in front of more people and they're asking them about their current overall psyche. And so their, you know, feelings of loneliness.
So they have, like, ask, what do you feel like? What's happening in your life?
I don't know
what
the
needs
specific
to be done to
questions.
Make it better.
Yeah, so the results, though, are not great. It shows that Americans are more unhappy today than they've been in 50 years.
That's news? You don't get that from your friends?
You'd like to. Well, yeah, I mean, you'd like to think that it would be getting better, but Yeah, now 50% of people are saying that they have felt isolated in recent weeks. We know that with, you know, being on lockdown, that's something that's not surprising. However, the thing that is, this is, they've been collecting this data on American attitudes and behavior since 1972. And so one of the things that's interesting, they did this study before the George Floyd protests began. So you can imagine it's probably even worse if they were to do the study right now. They found that the one little bit of upside is that the number of people who listed themselves as feeling lonely and isolated, it wasn't as high as the researchers expected it to be. And the reason for that is technology, because we've been able to FaceTime. We've been able to Zoom with friends and family. You know, Lewis and I attended, and I say attended in, you know, air quotes, we attended a Zoom wedding on Friday, on Saturday night. And so we were able to see our friends get married. And so there's still a feeling, and then their the bride and groom's family was, you know, spread out all around the country. So grandma was there, and everybody was able to see the couple get married. And then on Sunday night, we attended, a Zoom benefit, a comedy benefit for our animal rescue. So people are finding ways to stay connected, and that's the only real upside of the data that is from this new study, is that the number of people reporting feeling isolated and locked away from the world was not nearly as high as what they expected. So in that sense, technology has been a blessing, but
I think it's also a curse, actually. I feel like people are unhappy now because of technology.
I agree.
In some ways, it's helpful because it helps us feel like we're connected, but I think it constantly makes people feel like they aren't living up to what their neighbors and their friends and their family are doing, because people use social media, I think, as kind of a place to, you know, brag about what they're eating or what their kid's done. It's not necessarily reflective of the ups and downs of real life. And I think people feel like they can't keep up. I think sometimes with social media, it also adds something else for us to do, something else for us to feel like we have to keep up with. And I'd also say it's kind of a breeding ground for a lot of people who are just angry to,
yeah, I agree.
You know, so I feel like it's more, I don't know. I actually think people are less happy because of social media, but I also think it's a double-edged sword where we also feel like we're staying more connected with one another. I think it's an interesting
Well, this wasn't specifically
conundrum.
Social media. This was really more like FaceTime and Zoom being connected with conversations.
Yeah.
Because I think that's been, I know just, you know, for our single friends who have been locked away and living alone without a roommate or a partner, that's been being able to have FaceTime and actually, you know, look forward to doing that once a week with our single friends. Like, that's been something that's been important to us, and it's been important to them to have that connection as if we were all just hanging out on a Friday night. And so it's, yeah, I mean, social media is always problematic. It can be good, but it can be really detrimental. But I think in terms of just the ability for people to be able to work from home and have all of the remote technologies that businesses are using to stay afloat, I think part of that has been a good thing. One of the most depressing parts of this study's results is that only 42% of Americans believe that when their children reach their age, that their standard of living will be better. And so back in 2018, 57% of people believed that their kids would have it better than they do. Now it's down to 42%. And that's actually the lowest since 1994.
How would we define better than we had it? What makes up, what constitutes life being better
like
than what?
Perhaps less debt. Maybe having owning property, saving for retirement, all the things that obviously any parent would want for their child. And so American adults feel less optimistic that that's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to connect this to something you and I were talking about a little bit earlier, if I may. The whole idea of technology, what it does to our health and well-being, whether it's spiritual health, mental health, physical health. We were talking, Jennifer, about the FDA approving a prescription video game for children who have ADHD. What I find interesting, almost the most compelling point of this, Victoria and Jennifer, is that the cause of the problem is going to be the fix of the problem, according to the FDA, i.e., you've heard me for years talk about what I learned early on regarding the connection of video, whatever it may be, television, devices, on children who are younger than three, who do not have fully developed brains. And what has come forth more than anything else is that parents who allow their children or encourage their children or use the TV set as a babysitter for their children are later, whether they realize it or not, they are guilty at contributing to or maybe even causing ADHD with children, because when children's brains, the synapse of the brain, all of the wiring of the brain is not complete when the child is born. It takes 3 or 4 years for all of that to mature so that it basically, if you want to use the term linkage, so that all of the mechanisms in the brain function properly, the reading to youngsters, telling them stories, audio helps to develop the brain. Radio helps to develop the brain. I know this sounds kind of, I'm almost silly and self-serving because I'm a radio guy. But study after study after study after study proves without a doubt to me and other people that look at them that children's brains are messed up, mashed, become spaghetti when they are exposed to all this video too early in the formation of their brains. So now here comes a fix. This is what I found, and we didn't have time to discuss it, Victoria, but here comes a fix for the problem of ADHD created in children. The problem is way more severe than it was when I was a youngster or even in the last generation, your generation. It's an epidemic, all these kids that have ADHD. And
well, I don't think our brain can process the speed.
It can't.
And,
no,
you know,
that's
it gets
the whole
worse.
Thing. Yeah.
Because with TikTok, I don't know if you've seen TikTok, Doug, but this is something that a lot of young kids are into, and these are short, fast videos that, I mean, I watch Jeff's kids, and but his daughter is just glued to it, and it's one after another, after another, after another, yeah. after another. And literally, Jeff has to have this thing on his phone where it actually will shut down their devices because, you know, you can't even leave them laying around the house.
How old
they'll
is
just
she?
Pick them up. 10.
Mm, that seems to be the age where the kids are just, everyone has an iPhone, and by 10, everybody has their own phone, and it seems like video games
that's
are
ridiculous.
Everywhere.
Any child that has a 10 years old, that's the parents are irresponsible. That's a horror. That's just... Really
well, but a lot of parents will say that kids need to be they need to be able to get in touch with their kids, and
why?
So they want to know. Well, they track them too on the GPS,
why?
So they know where their kids are. So
I
don't
was
get tracked
when I was a kid. I got on my bicycle,
well,
rode up
life
to the
is
front.
Very different
every
now.
Kid,
than, yeah,
every kid in Lily's
now.
Class has a phone, and not only do they have phones, but now they have laptops and tablets.
I hope that Miles, that Megan, and Matthew don't
happen.
Have.
It's going to happen because he's going to be the weird kid then that doesn't know technology, and that's
right, he knows.
Not
he's
the
already,
world he's growing up.
Anyway, but I want to make before we lose sight of what I'm saying here, this prescription video game from a company called, what is it, Achille? Is that how you pronounce it, Victoria?
Yep.
It is the first video game that's being marketed and prescribed to fix. And I don't know that we had time to get into how it works. What is it that it does that straightens up the problems that video creates in the first place? That's what I would like to know, frankly.
Well, I watched the demo of it.
Did
and,
you?
Yeah, and it looks... I think it has something to do with concentration. I think that's really what it is, because there are specific tasks that the kids have to do in the video game, and then like there's a little, you know, there's just, it kind of looks like a regular video game, but it's a lot more focused, and it's not just you trying to fight the bad guys or collect, you know, rewards or whatever. It actually has specific tasks where the kid has to get from one point to the next, and I think it's probably trying to just train the brain to be task oriented, which is a big problem if you have ADHD. And now these are only kids age 8 to 12 who are allowed to use this. So it's not for kids younger than that.
The DJV clip of the day that's at djvshow.com right now is a discussion we had about how it took so long, how and why, actually, for ABC to feature a black bachelor. It seems very... There's a lot of stuff going on right now. It seems pretty self-serving. But you can get the drift of our conversation and lots more at djvshow.com. In fact, you can listen to the whole program any time of the day, not only when we do it live, but through the day at djvshow.com. And please follow us on social media, facebook.com/djvshow.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Topwater Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low-light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzz bait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The story of Laura Banks gets presented to you every week. Not necessarily her story, but because her story includes her training as an astrologer, she's got it in her blood, more or less. But if you look at her resume, she's got all kinds of things that she's been doing over the course of her career. And maybe this helps you be a better astrologer because you've had real-life experiences, not that other astrologers haven't, but you've been a business person, you've done a lot of television, a lot of radio, you're an educator. All of these things, it seems to me, would add up to you having more of a practical approach for your work in astrology. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Well, no doubt about it. You know, I've really prided myself in always taking courses in self-improvement, whether it was Landmark Education or Peak Potentials, and then going after writing the book or the starring role in a film or like what I'm doing with you now, Doug, which I'm so honored to be doing. I've always played full out professionally and creatively. Single, no kids, so I didn't go the route of that, you know. Didn't occupy my, I mean, dating, looking for the happily ever after is still a part of my life, but, but you know, a creative self-expression.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Join that club.
Yeah.
The fact that we're supposed to be getting ready for a retrograde, you've talked here on this program and other places, too, about all the planets that are in retrograde. And, you know, the impact of the moon and this, we know about that in general, but each time Mercury goes into retrograde, people go, oh my God, Mercury's in retrograde. What happens in the combination of all these planets being retrograde? Is there an easy, quick explanation that people will understand as to how it will impact them? And what do you think Mercury in retrograde this time around is going to mean specifically to all of us?
Well, with the other six planets in retrograde and the three eclipses 2 weeks apart, June 5th, 21st, and July 5th, and forth, backwards. The home point is played even more powerfully that we are in a phase of wisdom. We need to get smarter. We're evolving whether we want to or not. These are markers in the sand. It's what they've talked about forever astrologically, that 2020 is going to be a powerful, powerful year in the Mayan calendar, Doug. Next week's supposed to be the end of the world.
Right.
So this is a major marker in the sand. And right now we have Neptune conjunct Mars, Mars in Pisces, which is such a highly compassionate positioning, conjunct Neptune, which is illusion and idealism and coming together. So this Black Lives Matter is so big right now and transformational. Well, but all in retrograde, Doug, makes this situation very complicated. So we're in an epidemic. A pandemic. We're supposed to stay home, and everyone's out in the streets because they can't take it anymore.
Well, and that brings me around to wondering what the influence of all these planets and how long they're going to stay together. I think Mercury is the shortest retrograde period. The other planets stay for weeks and months, do they not, in retrograde?
Yeah.
And so we have this upheaval going on now that hasn't been replicated, you've told us, since 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what happened then. And now we seem to be faced by, can you believe, we had the virus,
right.
And now we've got the Black Lives Matter, and I think you ain't seen nothing yet. I think this summer, am I right? Do you think the planets tell us that story, forecast that we're going to have all kinds of upheaval between now and the end of the year?
July 4th is a real marker. Yes, Doug, I have to wholeheartedly agree with you, backing up into what you suggested a minute ago. Mercury stays retrograde from June 17th to July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune goes retrograde June 22nd to November 28th. But there really is a silver lining. It's going to be a very, very, very on fire election.
Transformational.
But I'm telling you, by December, by Christmas Eve, oddly enough, there is going to be a silver lining. I just got a breaking news story on my phone that a third of all people that die of coronavirus cannot die now because of this drug out of England, which is a common steroidal. So we've got a Mercury conjunction now going on that at the same time with Capricorn, Saturn, which is the activator of actual things, and Mercury is thinking. They're coming up with massive innovations as we speak. We're going to have breakthroughs in this thing before Christmas, but
so
by Christmas, yeah.
Optimism.
Oh, there's tremendous optimism.
A lot
this is
of
all great.
Astrologers want to tell you that they can help you with the future. I think the future is unknown specifically, but in general terms, you can kind of get the drift by listening to Laura and the input that she has. Laura Banks, here with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.